Hello, this is Mike Breed at the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for July 2020. Last month, there were 6,765 single-family home sales, a 5.3% increase from July 2019, when there were 6,425 transactions. The median single-family home price increased 8.2% on a year-over-year basis to $460,000, an all-time high for the month of July. Meanwhile, there were 2,462 condo sales in July, which is relatively unchanged from July 2019, while the median sale price spiked 10.3% on a year-over-year basis to $430,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike. Here we are on the dog days of August, and look at, we've got the Bruins and the Celtics in the playoffs. Seems odd. Everything's weird these days.
Leading up to July, single-family home sales experienced double-digit declines on a year-over-year basis for three straight months. This was largely in part due to uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. But what changed in July to yield such a large spike in transactions?
Good question. Looking back, home sales in the second quarter slowed considerably from the same period in 2019. Sales were down 14%, 30%, and 23% in April, May, and June. But in July, they rebounded by increasing more than 5%. We need to think of the timing of home shopping and purchase to understand why. In Massachusetts, we were under stay-at-home orders and business closings for much of the spring. People were not doing a lot of home shopping while the coronavirus was running wild in the state. As the economy started to reopen in May, people came back to the real estate market and started looking for homes to purchase. The big spring real estate market was delayed, but not forgotten. Demand remained strong, and those who shopped for a home in May probably closed on that home in July. July home sales were up 5.3%. Both buyers and sellers were willing to participate in the market once the infection rates fell and the economy opened up. Low inventories of homes for sale increased competition, and that boosted prices as the median price increased 8.2%. I expect the coming months will show similar trends.
On a county level, we saw a lot of transactions take place in western Massachusetts as well as on the Cape. Do you think this is a trend of buyers fleeing urban centers?
We did see gains in home sales far in excess of the statewide averages in areas that are known as vacation areas. Barnstable County home sales last month increased by 67%. Berkshire County sales increased by 24%. Statewide, the increase was 5%. And in Suffolk County, our most urban county, sales decreased by 23%. Is this a trend, an indication of migration to rural areas? I would caution that it's too early to tell. Certainly, we hear a lot about it in the media, but no one can predict the new normal for a post-pandemic world. We are all feeling our way along. Here in the summer, when being outdoors is a joy, many of us dream of a retreat in the country with more room to spread out. Are we seeing people actually picking up and moving to rural areas? Or are we seeing people buying a second home for more flexibility in living, just as a second car offers more convenience for families on the go? Zillow, a company that has tons of data on purchase and sale of real estate, put out their research earlier this month, and they see very little indication of a shift to suburban or rural living.
Now, it's clear that demand is strong amongst buyers right now, but do you think supply will be able to keep up?
That's a good question. It seems that demand is super strong right now, and that makes it very difficult for supply to keep up. Massachusetts realtors report that new listings increased by 2,000 units in July over June. But the inventory level in July is just half of it was last July. So seems like we're filling the pool, with a garden hose, but at the same time draining it with a fire hose. If every buyer was also a seller, an equilibrium would be reached, but it looks like millennials are coming to the market from their apartments for their first home purchase, and baby boomers are reluctant to give up their homes for assisted living units.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for July 2020. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.